Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for July 25th. In the year of our Lord, 2022, this is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, we follow the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. That is our guide. Yes, we believe in the checks and balances. That's one of the great peaceful solutions we still have at our fingertips. Yes, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. They say we're anti-government, but they lie. All right, the Democrats flat out are blatantly wanting to abolish the whole Supreme Court now because they can't pack the court. Now they want to abolish the whole thing, and then they call us anti-government? These people, they're off their rock. They're crazy. All right, welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Scott Bradley with me. His lifelong goal and collegiate series to match: to preserve the nation. Incredible. To preserve the nation. What a worthy goal, huh? You can learn more at freedomsrisingsun.com. He's got weekly webinars and videos and a whole lot of content there. freedomsrisingsun.com. Spread the word, share the love, please. And Dr. Bradley, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live this Pioneer Day weekend.
Well, thank you. Probably a little explanation to your listeners that are outside the state of Utah. Pioneer Day is the Founders' Day in the state of Utah. In July 24th, 1847, a group of vagabond refugees came into the Great Basin out in the west here, driven from their country by their fellow countrymen and trying to find a little opportunity to worship God according to the dictates of their conscience. And it's interesting to me that all these years later, it seems to be that the opportunity to worship as one would choose is under a greater assault perhaps than it ever has been, probably at least in the last 200 years. I'm sure there was some times we could talk about that before the Constitution where there was some pretty egregious things. But the fact of the matter is, today in this modern cosmopolitan world, religious liberty is surely under assault, and even by official policy that is promoted by, you know, the people that seek to subvert everything that this nation was originally established on. So it's probably a good time for all of us. I mean, whether you want to talk about it today or not, I wonder. But honestly, we all need to give pause and consider that great blessing of worshiping our God according to the dictates of our conscience, and how that's been vouchsafed in the constitutional doctrine, if you will, and when the most senior levels of government are seeking to overthrow that, that's pretty serious stuff. So I don't know. Is that enough of a blurb on what happened back in 1847?
Yeah, it's important to understand that, you know what, the real tale for Pioneer Day. By the way, happy Pioneer Day to all of you out there from us, the Liberty Roundtable Live team. It is a holiday in the state of Utah. It's not a holiday for the rest of the country. And you know what, doesn't celebrate when the Utah Territory was discovered. It doesn't celebrate, you know, a lot of those things. But it does celebrate the arrival of refugees. Refugees from the United States of America who fled to a territory for their very lives, okay? And the story that precedes this holiday really is the tale where the United States literally kicked out everybody who was a man, woman, and child who was willing to say they are a Mormon or a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The Mormons, believe it or not, were literally under an extermination order by Governor Boggs at the time and fled to this territory for safety. Now, the story is riveting because at first you think, well, that's why the Mormons are so anti-government. Well, that's a lie. See, while they were fleeing for their lives, the government literally came to the Mormons and said, will you help us with the Mexican War, which the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints were willing to help with that, leaving their wives and their children on the trail, still fleeing from tyranny and abuse. They helped the United States government in the Mexican War and then returned back to their farms and I mean, it's George Washington-esque, the service rendered to our country. This just proves the peaceful intent of the Mormon people, the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but they were literally harassed out of the very country that they held so dear. But even once they were into a territory, they still believed in the Constitution and joined the United States as a state when the opportunity afforded itself. Meanwhile, though, they exhibited or they endured all kinds of abuses from the United States Army. The story is epic and long, but there's no people that have been abused more in the history of the Republic than the Mormons. Scott Bradley.
Well, it is interesting. People say, what? Well, the United States actually declared war against the people that had migrated out to the Great Basin. And they sent an army out there to subdue their quote-unquote rebellion, which was non-existent. But there had been those that fostered the imagery that that they needed to go out and put these rebels to shame and death. The Native Americans have had the United States Army pursuing them all around the rugged country out in the West. It's a shocking thing. Their story is shocking also, by the way. The genocidal effort that became, the official government policy of, you say, genocidal? What do you mean genocidal? Well, if you're going to kill all of the food sources for the entire Native population, which would result in the death of men, women, and children, what other thing could it be called? I mean, there's been some pretty dark moments throughout history, but rather than emphasize those, we should probably be emphasizing the fact that that is not what is written into the founding documents and into the doctrines of this nation that were practiced passionately and fervently by those that were the principal founders of the nation. And in fact, if you want to talk about that, well, you don't probably want to talk about the Native Americans, but the Northwest Ordinance that was passed in 1787 and repassed in 1789 after the Constitution was ratified spoke of their intention, first of all, to support, sustain, and allow religious liberty, but in addition, it spoke of the policy that should be pursued in regards to the Native Americans, a far cry from what it devolved to later on when genocidal hatred filled everybody, not everybody, but a great many people's hearts when they were trying to kill every man, woman, and child. It's appalling how we can contrast some of those original documents and say, well, what did those that came later do? That's kind of where we are today. The people today, in large measure, particularly those that are at the head of the government, are largely ignoring the inspired. I can't think of any other term. The inspired writings and intent that created this nation when they go about destroying every vestige of things that we really cherish and casting aside. I mean, religious liberty, forget it. A Nazi Germany comes into town and they stop the right to, worship as we choose to do. You can't gather. You can't have free speech. It's being censored at every turn. The First Amendment basically is done in this country. Fourth Amendment was done with the Patriot Act. Orrin Hatch and his cronies that put that through in 2001. I mean, come on, people. We have the Eighth Amendment. Forget it. You know, this excessive fines thing. Did you hear about that guy in Florida that might lose his house about his lawn needing cutting? A $30,000 fine has been confirmed.
Yeah, it's insane. Where's Ron DeSantis
it's
when
absurd.
You need him, huh?
Well, no, they're appealing it. I mean, I understand that, but this idea of cruel and unusual punishment and excessive fines has been it's set aside because some idiot bureaucracy established a law that says we can fine you if your lawn gets long, and if you set the fine at $30,000, which is excessive, it's going to cause this guy to lose his home. It'll go into foreclosure if it really goes through because he doesn't have $30,000 to pull out of his pocket
Understood.
Pay for
sure.
his lawn. It's absolutely absurd.
It's happening. And here's the deal. I submit to you that the Pioneer Day, celebrating the liberty that the Mormons had as they fled to a territory for safety, celebrating their pioneering efforts of recolonizing and creating whole communities. They did so literally in Nauvoo, Illinois, a city that nobody wanted. They went there. They drained the swamp. They overcame and created one of the most beautiful cities on the Great Bend of the Mississippi River. However, they got railroaded from the city they built on land that nobody wanted. That wasn't good enough. So they fled to a territory for safety. There was a declared war against the Mormons, even after the Mormons helped in the Mexican War. It's just shocking how this all happens. Anyway, there's no people more abused than the Mormon people, not the blacks, not the Native Americans. Sure, there were wrongs there too, but nobody has had an extermination order against not only men, but women and children as well. And I bring that up now because I see history repeating itself. Now the government started to come after Christians, not just a specific sect of Christians, but Christians in general. And so when I watched this movie, January the 6th, ladies and gentlemen, what really happened on January the 6th from the Epoch Times, I'm left with only one phrase in my heart and mind. Dr. Bradley, here it is. The government, meaning the deep state, is in bed with the CIA-controlled media and has now declared war on we the people. I don't know how to say it any different. When you watch that movie, it is shocking. And now they're trying to use January 6th to tell people that I'm a terrorist. I wasn't even there. Dr. Bradley in seconds.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. freedomfactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
They came after the Mormons in 1847, ladies and gentlemen, 1846 kind of range, 1845, etc., and they literally drove them out of the United States. A complete denial of religious liberty and a flat-out assault on all men, women, and children. They literally had an extermination order against all Mormons, all members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Pioneer Day is to celebrate the liberty they had when they came to the Rocky Mountains and embraced the territory. It wasn't called Utah then. They called it Deseret, which was named after honeybee for the prosperity and the hard work and that a bee is known for. And so that's the idea. But now, ladies and gentlemen, history repeats itself, and I say they're coming after the Christians. All right? The government, meaning the deep state, is now in bed with the CIA-controlled media, and they have now declared war on we the people. Look, they're literally writing articles in mainstream press newspapers now saying that Sam Bushman is really at ground zero. Richard Mack, Stuart Rhodes, Ammon Bundy, all these people are anti-government involved in militias and really against the government. And then they say, but Sam Bushman's at the center of it all because he interviews all these people. And so Sam Bushman's kind of the ultimate commander is the way the lie goes. But then they back this into Sam Bushman receives money from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to fund his anti-government efforts. And the Mormons are going to take over the whole West and challenge the government. Well, number one, it's a big lie. There's no evidence whatsoever. They claim I get a bunch of money from the Mormon Church. I don't receive a single penny. Not one single penny have I received from the Mormon Church, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, there's a principle called tithing, and I pay more money into the church than you can imagine for my little salaries that I get. But all I'm telling you is I don't receive a penny. So it's all a big strung-together lie. But when you watch this January 6th, What Really Happened movie, look, I can think of nothing but they've declared war on we the people. They're literally trying to tie me to January 6th. I wasn't even there. We encourage people not to go. Okay, I'm just telling you this dishonest narrative. Now, Donald Trump literally put at the disposal of the Republicans and the Democrats and the Capitol Police 20,000 National Guards he authorized to attend them should they determine they needed it. They did not use those National Guardsmen, or whatever you want to call them, National Guard. And then they blamed it on Donald, saying he whipped this up and wouldn't stop it. The lies just continue forth from there. I don't know how to call this. I'm not really a guy that loves hyperbole. I don't try to be a shock jock, Scott Bradley. I don't try to do anything, but I'm only left to say the government, the deep state, in bed with the CIA-controlled media, literally is declaring war on we, the people. January 6th is only one example. Your thoughts?
Well, again, there's as you often do, you throw out a lot of strings, and I try and pull on a few in the little bit of time we have. It kind of reminds me, back in 1946, there was a poem put together by a German Lutheran pastor, and people have heard it. It's usually misquoted or underquoted, if you will, and it has to do about people coming after certain people and other people next and other people next, until when they came for me, there was no one left to speak out for me. And it's a divide and conquer kind of thing. It's a kind of thing where everybody is kind of picked off in their effort to silence someone along the path. And it's interesting to me. I guess I would indict, if you will, the so-called conservatives of America, because very, very much all too often we find people that say, oh, they don't hold their mouth just like I do when I profess my Christianity or some other aspect of their belief system, and therefore they're my enemy. And of course, the constitutional perspective is there is no religious test. Yes, the founding principles are Christian in their basis, and they're soundly founded in all of the things that were done initially. But because we can't seem to think that there's anything else other than our narrow focus, we shatter like glass when it comes to a little bit of difference between belief systems. And I think that that's one of our major vulnerabilities as we try to uphold these principles, is that we find, I can personally point out many, many, many people that have diverged from me because of my profession of faith that I do not deny, nor do I deny them, anybody else, their opportunity to profess their faith. But yet and still, they pull away, they fragment, they get to the point where we are basically a majority, or a minority, I guess I should say, of one, because we've made ourselves so insulated from those that largely want to, everybody you would think would want to protect their ability to worship. Everybody would want to protect their ability to vote. Everybody would want to protect their ability to be free and prosperous and choose to live their lives the way they wish. And yet and still, there's always some, I call them socialists because they tend to be, huge agents of bigger government, but you can call them anything you want. If it's destroying your liberty, it's poison. And so we tend to push people away, I fear, oftentimes, because of their slight differences from us, and we fail to realize that if they lose their ability to worship or to vote or to participate in the institutions of liberty or become economically prosperous. You heard about the lawsuits that have been filed because of Biden's programs that he's only going to let minorities and women participate in some of his big infrastructure stuff. We're gonna close the door on white guys and men in general, yes. But the fact of the matter is, it's all wrong. It violates the Americanist principles. Well, of course, it violates, first of all, that the U.S. government has no authority for these big infrastructure projects, that the trillion-dollar infrastructure projects that the Congress, Republicans and Democrats, have recently passed. It just isn't there. Post roads, that's it for roads. That's it. Infrastructure stuff, leave it in the right hands and stop trying to shoehorn America into a government that basically has all power to provide everything to everybody, has all power to take everything from everybody. And that's kind of where we're going with this. We need to wake up people.
And they've got an assault on God, family, and country, ladies and gentlemen, in so many ways with the global warming agenda lies or the climate change denies. They're literally denying us and our relationship with the earth that God gave us, that he told us to be stewards over. They want you to believe that you're not a steward, that they decide what happens to the earth, that they decide what the temperature ought to be, and that they really want to have government replace God is their agenda. Now, on the family level, leftists have been attempting to redefine the terms male and female for years, right? But now Merriam-Webster is following suit, believe it or not. Grant Atkinson with the Western Journal updates us on this. The definition of the word female in the online version of the venerable, Webster's dictionary has been changed to, quote, having a gender identity that is the opposite of male. That's what a female is, just having a gender identity that's the opposite of male. We're not going to really discuss this now. Now, the Daily Wire's Matt Walsh put out that video, What is a Woman? Great content, addressed this very topic on Twitter and basically said, look, this was inevitable. It was bound to happen. All right, they want to appease the, quote, trans activists. But when I look at this, Dr. Bradley, I just think, look, we cannot abide with this. This is not something that we can be polite or cave on or, look, science and God match. There's male and female. There's no way to deny this reality. But they're literally saying the sun's not going to rise or the sun isn't rising when you're literally sunburned to a crisp. They're saying the sun's not rising. It's that dishonest of a lie. And the issue here is honesty. Now, we've got to stand up for this like Matt Walsh and others are doing. We have got to say, you know what? We're not going to allow this to happen. But literally, when you start to have Merriam-Webster's dictionary redefine, we're like in 1984 and beyond. This is insanity. But we're allowing it to happen because no one's standing up, doctor.
It's absolutely absurd. You're either XX or you're XY. I mean, that's the way it is, and unless there's a really strange anomaly, but it's got to be so rare as to be basically non-existent. And the fact of the matter is that everybody's, you've got to be tolerant. Just stop being so obtuse. These people can believe the way they want, and we've got to tolerate it. In fact, we've got to encourage it. This derangement that happens, and something that's so the antithesis of the stability of society. And no, they want you to be tolerant of everything but your position. You have to tolerate theirs while nobody tolerates yours. It's absurd, and I guess we're probably up for a break again, aren't we?
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, because we have a whole lot more about the war being declared on We the People. We'll talk about it, redefining male and female and denying God is one of them. Hang tight. We got another one coming up.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The news of Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan has sparked threats from Beijing and concerns among Biden administration officials that the dispute could spiral out of control. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said China would take, quote, forceful measures, end quote, if the visit occurs, and communicated privately to the United States that a military response was possible. A wildfire burning out of control near California's Yosemite National Park in the middle of the state has forced thousands of residents to flee. Jeff LaRusso with the Riverside County Fire Department Sunday night.
I want to give you guys the latest on where we're at with the fire. The current acreage is 15,603 acres. We have 0% containment, and we're still actively working on getting more and more.
The Pope is in Edmonton, Canada all week long. We are USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Type 2 diabetes has hit one segment of our community pretty hard, and the Biden administration is doing something about it.
The administration has come out in support of the South Asian Heart Health Awareness Research Act of 2022 and looks forward to working with the Senate on this critical bill. South Asian Americans carry a disproportionate risk of cardiovascular disease and related disorders like type 2 diabetes. From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
The Philadelphia Phillies Baseball Club will welcome Pete Rose back to Citizens Bank Park for the first time since he received a lifetime ban in 1989 for gambling. Rose is scheduled to attend a celebration of the 1980 World Series champions. That'll be taking place on August 7th. Angry Kid Rock fans trashed a North Dakota State Fair concert venue by chucking beer cans and storming the stage. One man was arrested. The show was canceled because of bad weather. USA Radio News.
All right, live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Scott Bradley, Sam Bushman. FreedomsRisingSun.com is how you learn about Dr. Scott Bradley's efforts in the sacred cause of liberty, his collegiate series to preserve the nation, along with his weekly webinars, Q&As on the Constitution, and a whole lot more at FreedomsRisingSun.com. So, ladies and gentlemen, they're really trying to redefine male and female. What an attack on science and what an attack on God's laws. They're literally, attacking us on January the 6th. Everybody who believes in liberty, who believes Donald Trump does something good once in a while. I didn't even vote for Donald Trump. I wasn't even there on January the 6th. But somehow I'm tied together with all that. Why? Because I interviewed Stuart Rhodes, you see. And I'm friends with Richard Mack, don't you know? And therefore, hey, I know Ammon Bundy, and I'm friends with him, and I've endorsed Ammon Bundy for governor of the great state of Idaho. And so, therefore, I'm at ground zero for all these guys. But they lie, and they're using these fusion centers against us. And so, look, folks, they're declaring war on us. I don't know any other way to describe it, folks. You say, what are you talking about? Well, now think about Dr. Deborah Birx. After 2 years of forcing vaccines down our throats, after 2+ years, almost 3 years, because now you've got this situation where they fast-track the vaccines and everything else. Now they lie. It's not even a vaccine, and they tell us it is. But it's a bioweapon, folks, is all it is. But now Dr. Deborah Birx, quote, I knew shots would not prevent COVID infection. I think we overplayed the vaccines. Art Moore at WND.com writes the article that highlights her statements on the Fox News Channel's Neil Cavuto. Defenders of federal officials, including President Biden, who declared 1 year ago that people who receive the COVID-19 vaccines would not be infected? Well, they lied. And now they're saying, hey, even people that are quadruple vaccinated, we're not surprised when they get sick. We're not surprised when they transmit the disease or get the disease. Birx, who's now promoting a new book in which she confesses, ladies and gentlemen, that she manipulated data. Are you hearing me? And quietly altered CDC guidance without authorization. Now, folks, I don't know how to respond to this, but look, we need to start arresting these criminals. They have literally declared war on us. There's no other answer for this. She literally changed guidance and data without authority or authorization. Everybody went with it. Anybody who opposed it was considered a domestic threat, a terrorist. How dare you be a vaccine denier? It turns out that we were right all along, and Deborah Birx knew it. But she literally lied for the government. Okay, she knew shots would not prevent COVID infection. But she, quote, literally confesses that she manipulated data and quietly altered CDC guidance without authorization. These people need to be in prison, and they've declared war on us, Dr. Bradley. There's no other way to determine this.
Well, you know, there has to be a clear and specific and concise and unequivocal statement. She's a liar. She lied to the American population. The American population was completely spun out of control. The economy was destroyed. We continue to inject people with this bioweapon that has zero value to us. And Fauci himself has admitted, well, it's not quite as good as we thought it was going to be. No, it's not good at all. And in fact, I don't know, Sam, if you've seen the report out of England. They've got a number of months running as to how many are dead and dying from this so-called COVID pandemic. And the latest month is 92% of the dead and dying are fully vaxxed. Okay, here's the cool thing. There's very few of the unvaxxed that are. Now, they started early enough that there was something of an anomaly where, you know, there was under 90% of the dead and dying. Not much under 90% of the dead and dying were vaxxed. And as it has come forward, what they have found is that the percentage of dead and dying are more and more and more the vaxxed people. And I think we have to ask ourselves, are some of these more deadly variants that are coming out, are they related to the fact that the variants may be as a result of the vax? There needs to be some study done. But this is an official report out of England that something over 90% of the dead and dying now are out of the ranks of the vaxxed. So, yes, and Deborah Birx, a most senior level of response of the national government, she says she altered data. Now, it reminds me of when I was doing my undergraduate work, I had a professor that he was an admitted Marxist. I mean, he and I used to end class, we'd go out in the parking lot, we'd lean against either his car or my car, and we'd have discussions into the night about our political and philosophical opinions that differed completely from each other. And I got to know him pretty good. I mean, we had great discussions. Nobody ever threw punches, as you might be wondering right now. We always exchanged cordially, but he was an idiot. There's no getting around it. And he completely, I asked him one time, as he was doing research, if he found things that, in his research, that contradicted the theory that he was pursuing and the thing he was trying to promote through some this research he was doing. So I throw it out. No, wait. If you're doing honest research, you have to look at what the results truly show, and you've got to account for that and allow it to be there to show that what your theory is may be wrong to the point that it's not worth pursuing anymore. In fact, may be destructive to knowledge somewhere. Oh, no, I throw it out, he said. I throw it out. I always throw it out. And that's where we've come to in America, when the most senior individuals throw out information that contradicts not just the narrative, not just the storyline, the script that they have chosen to foist upon not only this nation, but the entire world. I have been giving a presentation at a couple of different places lately. It's about an hour and a half long, so it does take a while to do, called The Fauci Facade. And literally, it is a facade that has been foisted from the every global, every corner of the globe into the United States, on the United States, into our individual states, and into us as individuals. And it's very personal thing.
And here's the interesting thing. Dr. Deborah Birx, not only did she admit that she knew full well that it wouldn't stop infection or transmission, she then basically goes on and says that she intentionally manipulated data without authority. This is criminal activity for her, folks. She says this, let's be very clear. 50% of the people who died from the Omicron, quote, surge were older and vaccinated. Believe it or not, an analysis of Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines and the trials there found that the mRNA shots are more likely to land a recipient in the hospital than to provide protection from a severe adverse event. The findings, believe it or not, were similar to those of a recent preprint analysis that found no evidence of reduction in overall mortality in the mRNA vaccine trials. Not to mention, a new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine found that two doses of the mRNA vaccines increased the risk of COVID-19 infection during the Omicron wave. So not only did they know full well that it didn't do any good, they knew the harm it would cause. They manipulated the data to back that harm, and now she's confessing it all. I don't know how you could declare war on the people more than that. You tie everybody up on January 6th, who wasn't even there, call them terrorists. You call mom terrorists at the school board meetings. You literally start attacking anybody that's a Christian. You literally lie about male and female and change definitions to rewrite reality and history and flat out turn your back on God. And then you literally create these clot shot bioweapons, and you literally fast track them and force them on everyone. And then you admit at the end of it that you know full well it wouldn't do any good. And then studies show the disaster that spike protein creates. We're getting more and more evidence that this was intentionally executed on we the people. I don't know how to call it any other way, but they're declaring war on us, Dr. Bradley. Can you see it any other way with all this evidence now?
No, and I've been saying for about 2 years now that we need another Nuremberg-type trial, and I will temper that, saying that it's not a globalist world court kind of thing. It's done in U.S. courts with U.S. jurisprudence involved, with the idea of full due process and so on and so forth, but with full disclosure in an unpassionate environment where we get to the bottom of this. People knew.
And you're calling for the courts, Dr. Bradley, and
yes,
you're calling for the checks and balances, and you're calling for due process of law. The liberals are flat out saying now they want to flat out abolish the court. Pray and work hard for the sacred cause of liberty.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present day church. Rather, it is for the end time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Okay. Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't really even know how to articulate this, and I hate to really say the government's declared war on us, but I really don't see any other alternative but to highlight that. When you see what they've done with the coronavirus reality, folks, it could not be more in your face. When you see what they're doing in the name of, quote, climate change, literally without evidence, and then what they say is, Sam, you're a climate change denier. We ought to arrest you, Sam. How dare you say that? You're putting our planet at risk. They're literally attacking all Christians on all fault lines, from what is a woman to I knew shots would not prevent infection. I manipulated the data. Let's be very clear. It isn't what the people were told. And they're literally admitting this now in your face. And there's nobody calling for repercussions except for the very few. That's us, Dr. Bradley.
You know, people might say, oh, Bradley always comes back to this Marxist philosophy of conflict and dividing and conquer and all this kind of, but it's true. And again, I'll come back and I'll reiterate the fact that I'm confident you, nor many that believe as we do, or any that believe as we do, are interested in being anti-government. What we're trying to do is reinstate, restore, uphold, sustain the form of government that was granted to this great nation in the founding era that, in my opinion, God ordained. He raised up men that were unique on this whole planet. These men that walked across the stage of life were different. Finding anybody today that is of the same stature as those individuals would be extremely difficult. One or two would be extremely difficult. And yet there was a whole cast of them that brought their skills, their talents, their intellect, their wisdom, their ability to recognize lessons from history. And I think God's inspiration rested upon them. So we're not anti-government. We're trying to restore the original foundation. And what's happening right now is more Marxist in its origin. And you say, oh, no, it's fascist. Oh, no, it's some kind of Fabian socialist, or it's whatever, you know, the Labor Party or whatever. No, Democrat, Republican, yes. Whatever is out there that violates these original intent, the founding principles that were so well articulated in the beginning days of this nation and largely followed for many decades. They began to stray when you got to stuff like case law and things like that, you know, that the attorneys all try to make as though it's the gospel and eternal principle, and that's one of the things they were relying on keeping Roe v. Wade and some of these other foolish court rulings alive. But maybe that's crumbling a little bit in some arenas, and that's why this effort to ban the efforts of the Supreme Court. Now, the Supreme Court is embedded in Article 3 of the United States Constitution. It's something that if you throw the Supreme Court out, you're literally throwing out an entire segment of the United States Constitution. And honestly, there are people on both sides of the fence. I mean, whether you call them right or left or liberal or conservative or whatever, many want to go back to a Articles of Confederation kind of arrangement which was the original Constitution of the United States, which was a failure formula. It was recognized by everybody virtually at the time as something that was going to destroy the entire foundation of the nation and that would be lost. But there are people trying to go back to that want to have a Constitution convention, that want to rewrite the Constitution, that, you know, it's a bad century to be doing that with all of the acrimony and the divergence and the lack of understanding and everything that's there. But back under the Articles of Confederation, there wasn't a federal court. And there was stuff that completely abrogated any form of true justice at the general government level. So there's conservatives, quote unquote, that are saying, "Oh no, we got to go back to the Articles of Confederation." They don't have those exact words, but when you look at their proposals, that's where we're going. And there's those on the other side that want to throw things overboard and have thrown things overboard, and they say this is our form of government. It's not. It is not. It has not been approved by the people. The right of the people to have that consent has been abandoned. They just
so think about this, ladies and gentlemen. While Sam Bushman and Dr. Scott Bradley advocate for the proper role of limited constitutional government, while we reject revolution and stand for peaceful restoration of the principles that made America great, they literally call us anti-government. They literally tie us into the January 6th insurrection as if somehow we're terrorists. They literally say you guys are climate change deniers, and therefore you're the enemy. You won't embrace the transgender agenda that we have, so somehow you're a bigoted, hate-filled, you know, racist or bigot or whatever. While we're trying to advocate to restore the country to the values that made America great, to our founding father-esque values, they want to yeet God. They want to jettison all things godly. Merriam-Webster Dictionary now redefining the word female and male to where, you know what, it fits with the transgender, flat-out satanic lie. Well, Disney in bed with Merriam-Webster Dictionary, too, because now Disney changes what are called fairy godmothers to gender-neutral apprentices at their theme parks now. So if you want your little daughters to dress up or whatever else, you've got these transgender wacko, I don't know what you call them, apprentices or whatever they're called, now literally setting up role models. Disney, sadly, has set up role models that have now gone woke and perverted and whacked out to the point where you don't even take your kid to the theme park anymore because they'll have some transgender trying to dress up your kid in a gender-neutral kind of a... I mean, this is insanity, folks. And families are jettisoning Disney in droves over this kind of stuff. But Disney doesn't care. They take a page out of the Target Blue Book or Playbook. You know, when Target promoted transgender, same-sex, whatever bathroom, or, you know, whatever sex Hey, the Christians stood against it, 1 million-plus families. But Target just doubled down. And now, you know what? Christians are losing at every turn. Why? Because we're not standing up in mass. We're not protesting. Disney should go broke before it goes woke. But yet, you know what? They continue to double down. You literally have Hallmark now gone woke. You can't watch a Hallmark movie these days because what'll happen is, you'll think it's this cute, great movie, and then you'll just be outed by a gay or a lesbian that just comes out in your face and ruins the whole movie. So Americans are jettisoning now Hallmark in droves. This is what I mean. The culture war is on, and the American government in bed with the mainstream CIA-controlled media, they're literally now in a war with us. There's no other way. I can't even stand for the traditional values that America has been known for a couple of hundred years. The Christian principles that were known for peace and prosperity and safety around the world, those who followed the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. Now there's an assault on everything that we hold sacred, hold dear, or consider holy, Dr. Bradley.
You know, I say often that words have meanings. Those meanings may be known. And the meanings that we have from the original days of this country may only be what they were in the day they were written. And this effort by dictionaries to redefine, or by leftists or rightists or whomever we're dealing with that are seeking to overthrow the blessings of liberty, we need to recognize that the foundation was written in plain English. Those English words have definitions. We can go back and study them and understand them, and we can embrace them and we can apply them. But it's interesting to me, as you point out, whether you've mentioned a couple of things that people had just historically have thought, oh, golly, this is an icon of you know, virtue here in America, whether it's Hallmark or Disney or whatever. And so many people, tragically, that claim to believe in all of the virtue, lovely, good report, praiseworthy things that we've been talking about that are at stake here and are being threatened, they continue to throw their money at Disney. I mean, I understand from some people that were there recently that the Disneyland is charging like $150 for a one-day pass. And if you want to get a little bit of an upgraded, I don't know, trip through the line to get there, not have to stand in line long, it's another like $40 or something like that. I may be a little off on what they're actually running. But if you're spending nearly $200 a person a day to go there, and some people go multiple days, and you revel in the excitement of being there, it's like, wait a minute. For everybody that's there, you're paying a couple $100 a day into the pocket of those that are seeking to basically cast aside the things that you purport to believe with your children and grandchildren. It doesn't make any sense to me. You know, I'm in shock. It's just a tragic travesty how we say, well, you know, I really struggled with this. I didn't really want to go, but I did it. I did anyway, and I gave them a couple $100 a day for me and my grandkids each to be there. And we stood in line for hours at a time. I mean, what a rip. I mean, I stood in enough lines when I was in the military that I said I'd never do it again. I said I'd never ride a bus again because of all of the, you know, the public transportation that the military put me on. And I've kept those things. I try really hard to live up to those things that, you know, that I found to be so offensive to me. But to tell you the truth, everybody seems to flock and they want to give their money away while they're doing it to these things. Walk away, people. It's like the airlines when they said, you're going to have to jump through these hoops to participate in this right to travel, which was a right of free men. Blackstone wrote extensively about that back in the 1760s. And now you've got to do these things and jump through these. I said, no, I'm not going to play your game. You say, man, your world's getting pretty small, guy. But we try to help them understand that there's a price to be paid when they become so bizarre that we won't, and the pocketbook's maybe the only way they feel it. I don't know. But anyway, we're in a world of challenge right now, but the principles still stand, Sam. There is no getting around the
principles still stand, and that's why I want to make this very clear before the end of the hour. Because I'm articulating that the government in bed with the media is declaring war on we the people. That doesn't mean that I want war just because I'm calling a spade about their actions against us. That doesn't mean that I'm advocating for that. I want to follow the Prince of Peace. I want to avoid war at all costs. I get that at some point people need to defend themselves from any enemies, foreign and domestic, including government. I get all that. But I'm trying to avoid the war. I'm trying to peacefully say, look, there's a way forward, folks. There is a solution. We can embrace the principles that made America great. We can do it peacefully. We don't have to fight. We don't have to be at war. But whether it's a culture war, a physical war, a government war, look, we just need to stand on the right side of the issues. We need to be on the moral side of the discussion. We need to work on de-escalation and follow the Prince of Peace. And I submit to you the Ten Commandments is the great guide that can help us get that done, along with the two great commandments, love the Lord thy God and love thy neighbor as thyself. Folks, these are the, in my opinion, the blueprint for freedom and safety and stability, along with the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. These are the documents of safety. Let's not jettison them in our panic for solutions. Let's return to what has a proven track record of success. Let's preserve the nation, shall we? FreedomsRisingSun.com. Thank you, Dr. Bradley. All right, and Sam Bushman, LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, share the love. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore America. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.